here's a story from The World.
As you've heard throughout the program today, the whole world is reacting to the U.S. election and this limbo period where we wait to hear who won and which way the U.S. goes next in the world. Iran and Afghanistan are two places that play big into American foreign policy. And like the rest of us, they're also waiting for the news. The World's Shirin Jafari joins me now. I know you've been following reaction from Iran, Shirin. What are people talking about there?
Marco, the news is all over the headlines in Iran today. I was going through some of the front pages of the newspapers today, and there are lots of clever headlines that play with words and phrases. Let me just give you one example. One paper carries the headline, quote, "The American Showdown." And the teaser reads, "Will the American president accept the outcome of the elections?" And just a reminder that the Iranian government has for a long time presented the U.S. as the enemy of the Iranian people. And up until now, the supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, has been mostly quiet about the U.S. election. But just yesterday, he broke that silence.
رئیس جمهوری که الان سر کار هست و انتخابات رو او بناست برگزار کنه او میگه که
So Marco, he is the supreme leader in a televised speech yesterday, and he said that the president of the U.S., the incumbent, has been casting doubts about the election. And he goes on to add in a kind of like a mocking way that, quote, "This is American democracy for you." The supreme leader also said that for Iran, it doesn't really matter who wins the election, but what does matter is if the policies of the American government changes or not.
Yeah, so what are the policies that Iranians are hoping to see after Inauguration Day in January? What do they want?
So we have the policies that the Iranian government would be interested in, but then we also have the policies that the Iranian people would prefer. And for them, what my reporting has shown is that people are really feeling the pain of the economy and the sanctions that the U.S. has been imposing on Iran. And what they would love to see is for these sanctions to be eased so that they can do business with the outside world and so that they can travel more easily. So for them, it's a question of whether or not the next administration will ease those sanctions or not.
Another country you've reported a lot on, Shirin, is Afghanistan, another kind of center for American foreign policy. What are you hearing from Afghanistan today? How have Afghans followed this American election?
So as you know, there's a peace deal that the Taliban and the U.S. negotiated back in February. And in that agreement, the U.S. promised to withdraw its troops from Afghanistan if the Taliban and the Afghan government come to an agreement. And President Trump has said that he wants the American troops out of Afghanistan by Christmas, although his military officials haven't agreed to that. And in the meantime, Marco, the violence in Afghanistan has been going up drastically in the past few weeks. There have been several attacks that we have reported on the show carried out by the Islamic State. The most recent one was this week at University of Kabul that killed at least 20 students, and people are still coming to terms with the death of these students. The government has announced a day of mourning to honor the victims. And so security is a big concern for people in Afghanistan today.
It is horrible for Afghans. The violence just seems to go on. So looking ahead, what needs to happen with these peace talks, Shirin, if they're actually trying to end the war?
So there's a cloud over these negotiations. The Afghan representatives have been meeting with the Taliban in Doha, but the progress has been very slow. This week, I spoke with Esfandiar Mir, who studies jihadi groups in Afghanistan, and I asked him this question. I said, what do you think the election in the U.S., what kind of impact will it have on the Afghan peace negotiations? And here's what he said.
Unfortunately, the United States is so distracted with its own domestic politics. So I see Afghanistan and the peace process getting neglected for a period of time, and I expect that the status quo will kind of persist.
You know, Marco, Mir said the next president in the U.S. has a lot on his plate. There are so many immediate issues that he has to deal with. For example, the coronavirus pandemic, the economy, and all the divisiveness in the country. So those are going to be priority for the next president, and maybe Afghanistan will come after that.
The World's Shirin Jafari, thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Marco.